sales from the last few years that employers have started asking questions on these bands.
Okay.
So we started, you know, investing time and energy on conducting these exams and things like that.
Right, right. Okay.
No, enrichment. Providing enrichment.
Right, right. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, ma'am, you know, so where do students get employed after completion? Like in the last 2 years?
School. Schools in Mumbai.
What kind of?
All kinds of schools. CBSE, okay. IB, IGCSE.
Okay.
CBSE. Kendra Vidyalaya.
Oh, so all kinds of schools across Mumbai.
All kinds of schools, yeah.
Okay, and how do they look for these jobs, ma'am? So, you know, is it word of mouth?
So, one is through a placement. Now, before the pandemic, we had good results for placement.
Okay.
All 100% students would be placed.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Not through the, not 100% through the placement, but eventually. Because what we would do is, you would get around 60 students, 60, 70 students placed through placement. And 30 we would follow up and give them those single school, go here, go there. And the placement is the follow-up. But in the pandemic, yes, students are really hit. Because schools are not employing, they're managing the online teaching, clock hour basis.
Right.
So it's been very tough, very tough.
Okay, okay. So ma'am, you know, we have been hearing that new teachers, you know, are generally given lower grade classes to teach. So is this true? And, you know, what? Where are your students placed to teach grades in?
It depends. It depends on school to school. Most schools, you know, who are generally IB, IGCSE, they first take the students in the primary. They want to see how good you are. They train you and then they push you up. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But there are schools like Jamnabai and all who have already a benchmark. They see a good student, very good in content. They would even give kin standing.
They would what, ma'am?
They don't give 9th, 10th, higher class.
So you're saying it depends on the student's knowledge.
Capacity. Yeah, knowledge and capacity. And so they would be ready to push students to higher classes. Some they would see potential. But in the fourth, next year they'll push you into degree and then, you know, take you up. But, yeah. If the student is a postgraduate in that subject, shows good content knowledge in the interview, there are no problem in taking them right to teach. But many of the students are teaching 9th and then appointed straight away for 9th literature.
Right.
10th literature. We don't think that's good.
Okay, ma'am.
And I'm sure.
Yeah, sorry, you can continue.
So content is really like if they see extraordinary content that we teach there, so for a higher class.
Right, ma'am, right.
Which is wrong, using good content is required for lower class.
As well, right. Yeah. And ma'am, what proportion of your students actually seek government jobs?
Very few.
Oh, very few.
Because mostly Gujarati, no?
Oh, right. Okay.
And they go to all these Private schools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, ma'am, do you have like affiliations with private schools, or it just happens through your placement recruitment process?
Only through placement.
No affiliation.
Because of years of. What do you mean by affiliations? You mean some tie-up?
Tie-up. Yes.
No.
No tie-up. Okay. And ma'am, what do you think, would be the starting salary of teachers who join private schools?
22 for the ones who are like, and for those who are good in their content and good schools like who are ready to pay, they give around 34 starting salary.
So you're saying 22 to 24.
Yeah, but some of our students have got more than 45 straight away.
Oh, so then
what I'll do is this question of where the exact studying salary, exact I can send it to you by email because I'll check with the placement department on the trends in the last 2-3 years.
Yeah, ma'am, that would do. Ma'am, that is also good, but I just wanted to know, so say if you're getting placed in a higher secondary, that would differ from the primary grade teacher, is it?
You mean in terms of salary?
Yes, in terms of salary.
I think they are paying in India, they are paying less for the primary.
Oh, right. Got it. And do you think your students get jobs in NGOs working in the education?
Yeah. Many of our students are getting, and many of students generally who are not competing with, they feel they are weak and they are not going to compete with schools, and they first few interviews they realize that we invite NGOs also on our campus.
As a part of your placement?
We invite NGOs also.
Oh.
So they attend those interviews and many of them are placed with them.
Exactly.
They get around 18 to 20.
18 to 20 students?
Monthly salary.
Monthly salary for students who get placed in NGOs?
NGOs,
okay, right. So ma'am, what are the other careers in relation to education that your students can pursue?
Now we are also like content development. Some companies come. They come to pick up content writers.
But it is
not being beyond content writing.
Okay.
I think content writers have come, NGOs working with community and children have come. But beyond that, I don't see any other line of. Yeah.
Ma'am, just last few questions. What do you think are some of the challenges that you and your colleagues face with reference to teaching students? So, I mean, in terms of attendance or regularity.
The pandemic is clashing, but we talk in general first and most pandemic. In terms of attendance, we had no problem before the pandemic. Not even now.
Okay.
Because during the, let's say, a non-pandemic year as the benchmark, attendance is very clear that for any college,
Ma'am, I wasn't able to hear you properly.
We take undertaking from them.
Okay.
Now can you hear me?
Yes, much better.
So we take undertaking from them that they're not doing double jobs in kitchen. And we have a very, very systematic way of handling attendance. It's like we have a department for that, and every week, if somebody is not there, we follow up. So 19% event is sure for all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Most of them get 100%.
Nice.
But 90 and above most get. And so there is, but it's done on a very, not one of those disciplining like negatively or I think anything. The department people are very charged up. They have a one-to-one talk. There is a lot of mentoring. They inform the mentor teacher that she remains absent. So it's caught up at different levels.
And
because there is so many assignments, they're scared, Because everything is connected to the next day,
Right.
So you have to give a lesson when you're absent the previous day. You can't give your lesson.
Right.
So we don't have problems with attendance. Even now on online, we don't have problem with attendance. They're all attending.
Okay.
But we don't know how much they're attending.
Right. Okay.
They could be logged in and they could be mentally somewhere else.
Yeah. With the online, that's a huge issue that is coming.
Huge issue. Engagement. And even if you say 10 times, please put on your camera, please, because they don't put.
Yeah, yeah.
And only 3 or 4 will put their cameras in every time, only they answer.
They answer, right, right.
It's a huge challenge for them.
So, that's only when the pandemic is stuck, but other than that,
yeah.
There are no challenges.
No, we didn't have any. No challenges for me. Challenges are, how do you really motivate these students to, you know, and this challenge to bridge the gap between the school expects and what we do in the outcomes.
Sorry,
you know,
can you elaborate a little on this?
Pardon?
Can you just, you know, give an example?
Yeah, for example, we would probably talk of taking a unit for, let's say, half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we take a small unit because we want them to, just a moment, that's what I need to take this call.
Just one, I'm sure.
तुम्ही क्या व्यक्ती शी बोलत आहात? त्याने तुमच्या कॉलला होल्डवर ठेवला आहे. कृपया